neurological update, Heather Boyd, 16295, 12513, copy 2. Jerry Kottner, MD. Dr. Brent Morgan, MD. He's at fax 972-238-0455. And Teresa Bascom, MD. Please see the Shenandoah note for full detail. Heather follows up for her clinical presentation of new onset migraine with aura characterized by visual disturbance of the right medial visual field, numbness of the right foot, and a bifrontal throbbing headache with nausea, light noise, and sensitivity causing a dark white room. She previously had a history of migraine without auras, but had not occurred in almost 10 years. Her physical neurological examinations were unremarkable. New paragraph workup included the following laboratory studies to rule out secondary causes of headaches with visual disturbance, include the following normals. SED rate 1, B12, 15, 17, CRP less than 0.5, ANA negative, anaphospholipid antibody, ANB negative, new paragraph, and echocardiogram was normal, so homocysteine 3.8, next paragraph, and echocardiogram was normal, new paragraph, a MRA of the head and neck was unremarkable except for a 2 millimeter aneurysm in the cavernous segment of the left internal carotid artery, slightly above the left ophthalmic artery. The rest of the MRA was unremarkable, and an MRI of the head with gadolinium was normal. New paragraph, a subsequent CT angiogram of the head and neck confirmed the 2 millimeter aneurysm. New paragraph, she was sent to Dr. Morgan, who requested a 4-vessel arteriogram, which was performed yesterday. In summary, this confirmed a 2.6 millimeter supraophthalmic left ICA aneurysm. It was unilocular, arising from the medial and inferior in the carotid artery. In the right side, opposite to the origin of the ophthalmic artery and the internal carotid artery, there's a prominent bulge, suspicious for focal bulge, like aneurysm or blister. This was less than 1 millimeter. New paragraph, in summary, new paragraph on exam today. She continues to have a chronic daily headache that begins in the left frontal temporal and radiates to the opposite side. It occurs in the afternoon daily. About 50% of the time it gets into a throbbing headache with autonomic dysfunction. No exacerbating or relieving factors. No recurrence of her visual symptoms or numbness. New paragraph on exam. Her physical neurological examination is completely normal except for the presence of left carotidinia. New paragraph, in summary, she has two separate processes. Number one, migraine without aura with left carotidinia, semicolon, preceded by a prior history of migraines without aura. The visual disturbance and numbness of the right foot would be most likely to vasospasm in the posterior vertebrovascular circulation, and not not related to the aneurysm, which is above the origin of the left ophthalmic artery. Number two, asymptomatic left cavernous unilocular 2.6 millimeter internal carotid artery aneurysm on the left. Plan, I've given her literature regarding the likelihood of rupture, which is quite low at this size. She will follow with Dr. Brett Morgan and probably will need repeat MR angios in the future to follow it along. Number two, we'll do a Medrol dose pack to get rid of the carotidinia, which is causing a lingering migraine. Number three, I've given her information on migraines with Aura, and at this time we'll follow her along to see if anything further that we need to do. I've also given her some Imitrex to take as needed, all suffix was found to. She'll follow up here in 4 months.
Okay.